What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner, and I'm just here to say that you failed me. We had one job to do, and that was to get to 900 ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, and we're at 899. What an epic failure. All right. Hopefully you know I'm joking, because we don't look at the outcome to gauge progress. We don't look at the outcome to gauge progress. How many of you determine all of the decisions and behaviors and actions that you made the previous day, and you judge them based off of a stupid ass number that shows up when you step on a little plastic or whatever material it is? A device that measures your relationship with gravity in a single moment. And in that moment, you look at that number, and that number in your brain tells you if you made quality decisions or not. What a backwards way of gauging progress. So I'm not going to make the same mistake, because that would be hypocritical. But I am going to say, we're right there. We're right on the cusp. All we need is one more review. And thank you for getting us to 899, by the way. I'm not going to allow that one. There's that one person, you're listening to this and you were like, damn it, I was actually going to do it this week. And then life got in the way and I forgot. It's okay. We got time. There's no rush. I'm not going anywhere. At least I hope not. I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. So we got time. We got time to hit 900. We got time to hit 1,000. We got time to do whatever we want. We just have to remember, it's about directionality. Are we moving in the direction? Are we moving closer to what we want? And that's what we are measuring against. Not the outcome. Not the outcome. Anyway, because it's the Wednesday edition, I have to give a free supplement away. So for everybody who did leave a 5-star rating and review, thank you so much. And you are eligible to win a supplement, free supplement from one of our sponsors. We've got three beautiful sponsors: Legion Athletics, all of your supplement needs, performance, recovery, vitamins, minerals, whatever you need, they got you covered. We also have Cured Nutrition, fighting the good fight against stress and anxiety and sleep issues. And then Organifi, which they are about quality over everything. Quality, adaptogens, functional mushrooms, everything that you need when it comes to the best ingredients that you could possibly put together. Organifi's got you covered there. The winner, the username is Mike Makes Sense. So that is the username for this review. And the title of the review says, Base of the Pyramid. Mike, love listening to your episodes and equally love your frank talk. I glean little bits of info from yours and a select few other podcasts. I almost didn't listen to your recent episode called Losing Weight with an Autoimmune Condition because I'm blessed to not have such a condition. But I'm glad I did listen, because something you said made me pause for a minute to think. The base of the pyramid is your belief system. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And it makes sense in a way that doesn't come across as verbal feel-good talk, like if you believe it, you can do it, or you can do anything you set your mind to, or other overused ways of saying the same thing. I hope you keep doing you and speaking my language. Thank you so much. And it looks like this is Elise or Alice. Congrats on being the winner. Just email me, mike@peakoptimizationperformance.com, and tell me what product you want to try from one of our sponsors, and we will send it over to you totally free. So you can try it for whatever. If it's a 30-day supply, then amazing. And just send me that email. And if you have not submitted your review yet, please do so on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. The easiest thing to do is open up your phone, go to the podcast app, type in to the search button. And even if you're following or subscribed, you should absolutely follow and subscribe to the show. It's the best thing that you can do for me. But even if you're already subscribed, you still want to do this. You go to the search button under the podcast app and you type in Mind Over Macros. And then you click on the show and you scroll all the way down until you see the ratings and reviews. And then you can write and submit your 5-star review and be eligible to win next week. Next week, I will be in Vegas for the Real Coaches Summit. If you're there and you see me, come say hi. I will have a little table set up. I'm not speaking this year, but I will be. I'm one of the sponsors. So I'll have a nice little table set up outside of the rooms. So if you see me, come say hi. I'm very awkward in person. So you be the one to be the extrovert and I'll be the introvert. And then that's a perfect match. And that's how it'll work. So anyway, I would appreciate it. And hopefully I'll see you there. All right. So this week, this episode, I wanted to give some, it's funny that the review mentioned my Frank talk. It's a second time today that somebody has mentioned that. I had a call with a new client who just recently signed up for one-on-one coaching. Always a proud moment when somebody makes that decision, because I know how rewarding that can be and I know what it's going to do for this particular individual. And I said, why me? Why Pop? Why us? There's millions of coaches out there. And it's a genuine question. Like, I actually am curious to know, why does my message or did my message resonate over everything else? There's a lot of noise out there. And she said, you know, it's just so direct. And I really appreciate something that doesn't have a lot of fluff to it. There's no hype. There's no just like extra unnecessary fluff. She's like, you just get right to the point and the facts. And it's kind of like a take it or leave it. And she's like, and I fully align with that. She's, I think, you know, I can read between the lines of a lot of programs and the way that they market and the way that they sell themselves. She said, it just felt very much to the point and honest. And that's what made me reach out and ultimately enroll. And that's common. I get that a lot. And I think, you know, again, if you've listened to any of my story, you'll understand why that's the case. Like, I definitely was taught some ineffective strategies for marketing. I had no marketing background when I started my business. I had no sales background when I started my business. And just like my dieting history, I had to make a lot of mistakes before I found my path. So I had to do things the wrong way frequently and make many, many, many mistakes until I learned what actually resonates with me and then also was resonating with the type of people that I wanted to work with. And typically, the people that appreciate that style that are like, don't beat around the bush. Don't serve me this fluffy BS. Just tell it like it is. Tell me, you know, what needs to get done. Teach me how to do this. You know, let me take it and run with it. Like, those are the people that are my people. And like this particular woman who just signed up, she very much resonated with that. So I thought it would be fun to do a episode on 10 no BS facts that you will have to accept in order to be successful. These are 10 unavoidable no BS facts that you will have to accept if you want to be successful. Notice the caveat. If you want to be successful, you don't have to accept them. You don't have to accept anything that I say. Most of the time, I'm just sharing opinion or what I know to be fact based off of research or what I can say as close to 100% certainty is a fact. Even, you know, you can poke holes in anything. Like, I could say, my name is Mike, and that's 100% fact. But do I really know that for sure? Or did my parents pull a fast one on me? I can't say with 100% certainty. But anyway, I am trying to share things from my perspective, what I know to be true, which is obviously there's an inherent bias there, but that's part of the game. It's part of the game. So I just thought it would be a fun thing to take the feedback on people enjoying the straight no BS talk and do a whole episode about 10 things that you have to accept if you want to be successful. Again, you don't have to accept them. You can continue to, I don't know, maybe you think that I'm full of shit and you want to continue to believe that. That's cool too. doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. So take it or leave it. But these are 10 things, 10 no BS facts that I know to be true, that you must accept and that I also must accept if we want to be successful. Successful in what? Successful in literally anything, but I'm going to talk about it through the lens of health and fitness. So you have a body composition goal. You want to lose some fat. You want to feel better. You want to look better. You want to live longer. You want to build muscle, body recomp, whatever it is that you want to achieve. These 10 facts hold true no matter what. All right. Ready? Number one. You will be uncomfortable. That's the big reveal. Number one is you will be uncomfortable. You'll be bored. You'll be hungry. You'll be impatient. You'll be frustrated. You will be uncomfortable. Now, if you think about the concept of change, if you think about the concept of achievement, right? We're literally stepping outside of our current self into a newer self. Like you're shedding the cocoon, so to speak. That's uncomfortable. I always use the lobster analogy. If you've ever heard like how a lobster changes its shell, the lobster doesn't know to get rid of its current shell, which is no longer the right fit. The lobster has outgrown its shell. And the only way that the lobster knows that it's time to ditch this shell that no longer fits is because it feels immense pressure and pain right before the growth happens, because that's the signal to the lobster that it's time for a new shell. Intense pressure and pain. And that tells the lobster, I need to go hide out in a safe place where no predators can get me because I'm losing my shell and I'm getting into a new one. Same thing with us. You want to literally, like, achievement, you're changing who you are. You're no longer like, it's funny because a lot of times we try to make decisions based off of our current self. We're like, well, let me make my current self, you know, feel comfort, except you're trying to become a new person, literally. So there's discomfort there. You are going to be uncomfortable. I can't tell you how many people are like, well, I couldn't stay consistent with nutrition. And I asked them, why not? Like, well, I got bored. Okay. So be bored. Have you ever just sat with boredom? It's not the end of the world. Well, I got a little bit hungry. Okay. Did you sit with hunger? It's not the end of the world. Well, I'm really impatient. Okay. Well, do you give in every time you're impatient? Well, I'm frustrated because I'm doing all of these things and it's not happening as fast as I want. Okay. And do you want this forever? Or do you want to try to rush the process and start back at square? Like, it's going to be uncomfortable. Just accept the fact that it's uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable. It is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it, but everybody doesn't do it. You will be uncomfortable. I'm currently dieting, as you know, and I'm down 11 pounds and I officially weighed myself post diet break. So I weighed in at 185.0. Went to Miami, had about 6 days of indulging, weighed myself Monday. That means that I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back to my plan. 4 days back to my plan. And I weighed in this morning at 185.4. Back to almost my low, 0.4 pounds difference. It's uncomfortable. Why? Because I'm dieting. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm not sleeping as well as I normally would. Now, I have to say that this particular fat loss phase, and actually Mel and I were talking about this last night, she noticed and I noticed as well. I have not been as like the thing that she always makes fun of me for is that in the past, when I would diet, I would get instantly moody. Like she would tell everybody how don't come around Mike when he's dieting because he's just moody as fuck. And she's right, which that was the norm for me. Another thing that I also noticed in the past was that my sex drive would typically plummet when I started dieting. I've been doing a lot of things to support hormone health, internal health, gut health. You know, I have Hashimoto's, just things that I'm being more intentional about. Food choices, food quality, you know, supplements, stress relief, all these things. I've not been as moody. And I even tried to confirm. I'm like, maybe it's just in my head, but please confirm. And Mel's like, no, you've been like a million times better than when you normally diet. And my sex drive hasn't changed at all. I've been hungry, but it honestly has been very manageable. I've been tired, but it's also been manageable. I think that's probably the thing that I notice the most is that getting 10,000 steps for me used to be, or normally is when I'm eating at maintenance. It's just a, I'm like, oh, look at that. I got 10,000 steps. Now I have to really think about it because my body is like, no, don't move. And I'm like, no, we have to. It's uncomfortable though. It just is. Like, I eat the same shit every day. You might think that's boring. I don't think it's boring. I'm trying to accomplish something here. So yeah, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but who the fuck cares? Be uncomfortable. It's okay. You'll realize very quickly when you lean in, you're like, okay, I can just be. I don't have to do anything about it. I don't have to immediately solve for boredom. I don't have to immediately solve for hunger. I can just sit and chill and let the thing pass and realize that I'm okay and then make a decision. You will be uncomfortable. That's number one. Number two, it'll take longer than you want. Shocker. We all want results like yesterday. We had our coach's call today and we were talking about, we often just put our brains together and talk about clients. We share client successes. We share client struggles. We kind of do like a round table on like, you know, oh, I have this client who's struggling with this thing. Here's what I've tried so far. Here's what's working. Here's what we're struggling with. Like, would love feedback. And then we just kind of go bounce around and drop ideas and ask more questions and try to troubleshoot the issue. And then the coach feels like they have this whole new set of tools to work with for this particular client. And that's what we do every single Monday as a team. And we were talking about a client who has been struggling lately and she has a significant amount of weight to lose, like 100 pounds, and she's made amazing strides in a lot of her behaviors and habits and even her mindset, and even like not binging used to be a regular thing. She was consistently gaining weight before she came to us. That stopped. Like, there's a lot of positives, but the scale has been relatively stubborn. And we had this whole conversation around like her coach is doing all the right things, having all the right conversations, doing all the right strategies. And she is doing all the right things as well. And it's okay that she's frustrated. The biggest mindset shift is like, it's a lifelong pursuit. Like, she didn't get there overnight. She didn't end up in a place of wanting to lose 100 pounds overnight. And it's really hard to think through that. Like, this took me a long time to get here. It's going to take me a long time to get to where I want to be, and that's okay. So we're really trying to hyper focus on the fact that her behaviors are telling the real story. Like, she's not binging. She's drinking her water. She's gotten her steps up from like 2,000-3,000 a day. She's getting 10,000 steps a day. That's amazing. There's so many positives. So many positives. And it's just a time thing. It's just some people, it takes longer than they want. All of us have to frame this as a forever pursuit. And if not, we're always going to default to the short term, the quick fix, the why bother. Like, it's a slippery slope. So number two is it's going to take longer than you want. Number three, this one's going to be another shocker. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. That's inevitable. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. There's some peace in that though. Like, can't we just approach it with the understanding of, I knew this was going to happen. Like, when you make the mistake, when you skip the workout, when you overindulge unexpectedly, can't we just take the mindset of, I knew this was going to happen. I'm prepared for this because I planned for this. I knew that I was like, we take perfection off the table right from the start, right at day one. So we have a few different concepts that we like to help our clients with. One is being the no zero days, which means that even on a day where everything goes to shit, you still do one thing. That could be your water. That could be your walk. That could be your gym session. It doesn't matter what happened with your nutrition. Like, it could be one of those days where you slept 4 hours, you skipped the gym, you ate like an asshole, but you got your walk in. So it was a no zero day thing. So you're going to make mistakes, but we like to go with the no zero days concept. And then JK has a concept where he says, just don't miss twice. So you miss, you know, the session once, you skipped your gym session once, you missed your workout once, just don't do it twice in a row. Just don't miss twice. So that allows for wiggle room to be human and to make mistakes, but it also gives you a little bit of a boundary there to say, okay, it's not going to be a zero day and I'm not going to miss twice in a row. And I think that helps really with consistency over perfection. It helps you accept that mistakes are part of the process. And it's really an important part. Like that's how we get to where we want to go. There was a really cool study that was done. I can't remember where it was done, but they basically put people in a room and they had like a riddle that they had to solve. And it was like, I can't remember the exact thing. It was like, they gave them a matchbook, some matches, a candle or something. And they had to like find a way to like hang the candle and light it or some weird thing like that. Anyway, the people that were able to solve the riddle, like the people that, okay, let's start with the people who didn't solve the riddle. The people who didn't solve the riddle spent all of their time trying to figure out the right way. Like they're just sitting there. They're like, looking, they're analyzing, they're trying to make it work in their head. The people that were successful, so those were the unsuccessful people. The unsuccessful people were like trying to find the right way. The successful people just started doing shit. Like they just started making mistakes. They would like, oh, let me put the candle up here. No, that falls right away. Let me put the matchbook here. No, that falls right away. Let me try to do, and all it was a whole bunch of mistakes until it clicked. That's how success happens. There's the people who are like, no, I have to figure this out perfectly before I even try it. Those people are typically unsuccessful. Then there are the people that just do it. They're like, all right, I'm going to try this. And this didn't work. And this didn't work. And then, oh shit, I found what works. That's how it goes. Like that is the process. So that's number three. Number four. You will default to your beliefs. And that was the whole episode that I did, losing weight with an autoimmune condition. And I highly recommend that you listen to that, even if you don't have one, because it really wasn't about an autoimmune condition. Like that was kind of the lens through which I told the story and used the concept, but it really applies to everything that we do. Our belief system is the first filter. Like, you can't do anything consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously without it first being filtered through your belief system. So introspection is necessary. This is another thing that we talked about on our coach's call, which is when we have clients who are struggling with a particular like consistency thing, and it's like the same issue. It's like we've tried all of our tools. Like we've kind of gone through our normal process for helping people through consistency issues. And it's just the same shit, like keeps coming up. Now we got to go to like, what do you believe? What do you believe? Because they're probably just confirming an underlying belief that they can't do it. There's probably some kind of a fixed mindset there and they're just defaulting back to that belief. So if we don't go there, we're never going to move forward. So we always go to the belief system. That's like, all right, what do you actually believe? And there's ways to tease this out because you'll hear things like, why is this so easy for everyone else, not for me? that's like a telltale sign that there's a deeper rooted belief issue that we have to unpack. Oh, everybody else has, you know, can do this easily, but not me. That is the sign of a fixed mindset. There's a belief issue. You probably don't believe that you can. And then you're subconsciously and consciously confirming that belief. And somebody messaged me and was like, what are the resources that I like? This is my favorite. Like, how can I intellectualize my way to this belief system? And I relate to that because this is what my therapist has told me. She's like, you try to like intellectualize every problem. And it's some things you just can't do that. Like you have to do like the deeper inner work of introspection. Like stop trying to look for the resource or the book or the article. It's you. Like you have the information. Nobody can give you that information. There's no way to like scholar your way through it. And that's smart people. And I don't consider myself a smart person, but I'm talking about the person who reached out to me. I can tell by the question because she's like, well, how do I, like, what are the resources or what are the books or the articles that can show me how to change my belief system? And like, of course, there's like personal development stuff and all that nonsense. Not that it's nonsense, but it's not you. There's no way to intellectualize the process. You just have to go internal. So the answer is introspection. You have to ask yourself, what do I believe? And you have to identify when you have those emotional reactions or when you make those statements like, I can't do this, or it's easy for everybody else, but not me. Or when you feel that frustration or when you feel that jealousy or when you feel that feeling, you have to start to dig. What is that telling me? What is that revealing? What is the belief here? Like asking yourself the question of what do I believe is a hard one to answer, but there's no book that's going to get you there. You have to do it. And then once you identify and bring awareness to the belief, you get to rewrite it. And that part is relatively straightforward. It's identifying it and then rewriting it. And then you just continue to confirm that new belief. This is the new belief that I want to use as kind of my new filter. So you're like out with the old, in with the new, and you just keep confirming it through, really it's through your own practice of journaling and alone time and walking and again being more introspective. Where are we at? Number five, there is no secret. There's no secret to this. There's no big reveal. There's nothing that you're missing. And I know that's how our brains love to think. We want to believe. I'm drinking my ice drink. We want to believe that there's some big reveal that's going to unlock all of the answers. And there kind of is. The big reveal is that there is no reveal. There is no secret. There's no magic sauce. There's no secret formula. There's no perfect macro combination. There is no secret. It's not fasting. It's not carbs. It's not sugar. It's none of that. There's no secret. It's literally behavior change and habits over time. There's nothing more than that. Anybody tries to tell you it's anything more than that, they are full of shit. It is behavior change. It's your habits and your routines over time. They're either moving you in the right direction or they're not. That's it. It doesn't matter what obstacles. It really doesn't. It's all the same. Because each situation will require its own unique set of behaviors and actions and habits. There's no secret. There is no secret. The more that you think about what's missing, what's the secret? Like, what's your secret to staying motivated? The secret is I'm not always motivated. What's your secret to, bouncing back after a shitty day? There's no secret. I just do it because I have the behaviors and habits in place. This is my norm. It would be weird for me to not get back on track or to like not bounce back after a shitty day. That would be more abnormal because I've decided what's important to me. I've decided that I value this. I've aligned my belief system accordingly. And so I just live it. That doesn't, like, again, we're all human. We all have the same shit that we're dealing with. But at some point, you have to get your ass in the driver's seat and fucking take control. Like, there is no secret. Well, how do I get motivated? Stop. Time out. Like, where is this? Why is this a consistent thing? There's so many things that you do in life that don't require you to be motivated, but you do them because you know that it matters. You know that it's important. You know that it's meaningful. You know that you want it. You want a roof over your head? You pay your mortgage because you know that if you don't pay the mortgage, you don't have a roof over your head. So you do it. I've never met anybody who's like, I'm so motivated to pay my mortgage. Why do we apply this ass backwards logic to nutrition, to fitness? You don't need to be motivated to work out. You don't need to be motivated to eat well. You just have to know that you care enough to do it and to develop the habit and the routine to make that the new norm. That's it. There's no secret. There's no secret to bouncing back. There's no secret to any of this shit. It literally just takes behavior and habit formation over time. That's it. Now I've got my cortisol all elevated. See? This is a good time to tell you, because here's one thing I noticed. There's a lot of strategies out there for managing stress to lowering cortisol. One of them is walking. Okay. Walking is one of the best things that you can do for lowering cortisol and for your mental health and emotional health. Unless you are blessed with three asshole dogs who make walking the most stressful activity ever. So I am blessed with three asshole dogs. I've got two dogs that I walk. Somehow I get to walk my 85 pound pitty and my 35 pound pit mix, feist pit mix. And Mel gets to walk our 20 pound Frenchie. Don't ask me how I got that short end of the stick, but that's our routine. And so here's what our dogs like to do. The pitty, who's 85 pounds, her name is Leia. Our feist pit mix, his name is Preston, and our Frenchie is Ellie. So Preston, when he sees another dog, he gets really excited and then he can't control himself. And instead of processing his emotions like a real man, he takes it out on his sister and literally will, first he'll go towards the dog, and then he realizes, I'm on a leash, I can't go play with this dog. Then he takes a beeline towards Leia and he growls and barks at her. And then she's 85 pounds and she doesn't want him to attack her. So she jumps out of the way. And then I'm trying to like wrangle them. And then Leia decides that she's going to go grab Preston's leash and hold on to it with the strong pity jaw that she has. So she grabs onto his leash. Then he gets angry that she's holding onto his leash. All the while, Ellie is the biggest asshole and she just barks at everything in sight. It's not pleasant. The only time that we have pleasant walks is if we hit the lottery and we get no dogs. Like our neighborhood has all these invisible fences, which I can't stand. I apologize if you're listening and you're an invisible fence person. Look, I get it. My dogs are the problem, but like they go nuts when they see an invisible fence dog out. And some of them are just straight assholes. Like there should be a qualification. If your dog is not capable of earning the right to be behind an invisible fence, then get a fucking real fence. Some of them just are out there all day long and they're nonstop. They never stop barking. They never shut up. And if we hit the lottery and there are no dogs out with the invisible fences or walking, great. It's very stress-free. But that's rarely the case. So even my stress relieving activity of walking is stressful and I can feel my cortisol elevated. Fortunately, I don't just rely on walking for stress relief. I also rely on Cured Nutrition and they have me covered. They always have my back, because if I can't even lower my cortisol with a walk, then I'm in big trouble. But fortunately, I've got my Serenity gummies. I've got my Calm Caps. I've got my nightcaps. Sometimes I like to combine the Serenity gummies and the nightcaps. And it's just really nice to know that they've got me covered. And here's the thing. They've got a really cool promotion coming up in March. I think it's actually underway. But you'll see if you go to curednutrition.com/popfam, you get 15% off all of their products. So if you want to try the gummies, if you want to try the calm caps, helps with anxiety. If you want to try the night caps, they have a whole sleep bundle that you can get. Also, you can get that for 15% off. They have a product called Rise, which is great for focus and productivity, and just really amazing people. And like I said, they're fighting the good fight against stress because we are way more stressed as a society than we've ever been. And we need companies who are on that mission to help reduce anxiety, to improve sleep. Like, that's what we need more than anything else. And so I lean on Cured for that. If you go to curednutrition.com/popfam and you use code popfam, you'll get 15% off. I highly recommend the gummies, the calm caps, the night caps if you really want some help with sleep. And then they have a promo coming up where you can get a free sample of the gummies. So I wouldn't delay on that because I believe that it starts relatively soon. Either way, go get yourself some Cured products, get the calm caps, the Zen caps, the night caps, the gummies, and then like don't stress yourself out more than you need to. If you're like me and you need more recovery in your life because you do a lot of things and you don't often unwind, then seriously, go to curednutrition.com/popfam. Use the code popfam for 15% off. All right, let's continue. We're on number six. Number six. This one's a tough one for a lot of people to hear. Number six, consistency is everything. But here's the big but. You're probably not as consistent as you think you are. That's a tough pill to swallow. But I call it the onion effect. The onion effect happens almost on every single phone conversation that I have. I'm really consistent. Amazing. I love to hear that. Let's talk about that. And we like start to pull back the layers and then the onion starts to get revealed. And yeah, not all that consistent. There's a lot of ways that we feel consistent. And again, this goes back to last episode, which was facts over feelings. We feel consistent, but in reality, we're not actually that consistent sometimes. And I'm not saying that this is, you know, always the case. You might really be consistent, but a lot of the times, again, when I have conversations with people and we start to peel back the layers, there's usually some stuff that's like, I'm really consistent. And then, you know, we learn about the, you know, happy hour every night. We learn about the Thursday through Sunday wine. We learn about the weekend indulgences. We learn about, you know, oh, well, I like to be social and every Saturday night, it's whatever night. And, you know, we have 8 slices of pizza or whatever. Or it's the, I'm way too restrictive. That's the other way that consistency can fuck with you, where it's like Monday through Thursday, I am so damn perfect and way too restrictive that it feels like I'm always dieting and I'm always on point, but then I go off the rails. But it always feels like I'm dieting. If you want to listen to an episode that explains this, I think it's called The Mental Diet. You can search Mind Over Macros, The Mental Diet, and you'll understand what I'm saying. It can feel like we're being really consistent when in reality we're not. Or the other part that can play a trick on you is when, like, you hear about the 80-20 rule, but your 20% makes up way more calories than just 20%. So if that makes sense, like, this can be where 4 out of 5 days you're consistent, but that one day you weren't was just like totally blown out of the water. So you're like, but I'm 80%. Yeah, but that one day made up for like 3 days of consistency. Or it can be like the actual food choices. You're like, oh, well, this day I ate, you know, 80% whole quality foods, but the 20% was half of your calorie total or something like that. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, consistency is everything. But you may not be as consistent as you think. Number seven, we're moving right along here. Number seven, you will want the easy way out and you'll need to battle this primitive dopamine seeking brain that resides between your ears. Welcome to being human. We all struggle with wanting the easy way out. And we're all susceptible to this. We're all susceptible to marketing that knows you want to do this in less time, in less effort. You want this now. You want the big grand results. And even if we have this ability to take a second and be like, yeah, that sounds like BS. There is this primitive dopamine seeking instant gratification brain of ours that is like, wait, no, stop moving me away from that. I want that. I want that now. Go get it. Go do it. Pull out your credit card. And it's a constant battle. You will have to battle that desire for instant gratification over and over and over again. And you are going to have to develop the skill set to listening, to not reacting, and then to making a quality informed decision. That doesn't mean that you're always going to make the right decision, but it means that you're going to have to teach yourself how to pause, chill for a second, make the decision, and then course correct if needed. Because sometimes you might fall victim to the quick fix and then you're going to find yourself really frustrated. But wait, there's no need to be frustrated. All you did was you learned, oh shit, I didn't catch myself soon enough. I fell for it again. No big deal. I caught it. I can course correct. And now let's make the right decision moving forward. It's okay. I'm just telling you that we all have to deal with this. We all have to deal with this primitive survival-based dopamine-seeking instant gratification brain of ours that we have been hardwired with. And even though we've evolved beautifully to be able to make long-term decisions and to delay gratification, it's still a battle and it is a consistent battle. And that will be the case when you're on this path of wanting to change, of wanting to achieve. You will have to battle the need for instant gratification, the need for the easy way out, the quick fix, less effort, less time, all of that. So prepare for it because it's coming and it's here to stay. And you just have to develop the skill set to make better and informed decisions. Number eight, I'm basically quoting Mel on this one. She says, I've been coaching people for, what has it been? 6 years. I've been coaching people for 6 years and I have never met a unicorn. So number eight, you're not a unicorn. And also you're not a victim. You're not a unicorn and you're not a victim. So let's start with the unicorn. The unicorn is somebody who's like, well, I'm different because XYZ thing. That doesn't apply to me because XYZ thing. The unicorn thinks that their situation somehow circumvents all science and all logic and all research and everything. They're like, no, sorry. While yes, I believe in the laws of thermodynamics, I don't believe in them for me because I'm a unicorn. That's the unicorn mantra, is like, this doesn't apply to me because blank. Except that it does, because there is no unicorn. I can promise you, you want to say, well, I am a mom with 5 kids and an autoimmune condition and I don't know, hypertension. I don't know, throwing some shit out there. I promise you, you're not the only one. And I promise you that there's somebody out there with a very similar situation who has achieved what you want to achieve. It has been done. You're not a unicorn. You're going through perimenopause. You're going through menopause. You have XYZ condition. It's all been done before. And the whole victim thing, and I think this is an important conversation, because saying that you're not a victim doesn't mean what I think you think it means. I'm not saying that nothing bad has ever happened to you. I'm not saying that you don't have it hard, or that you might not, like, in certain situations, you might have it really hard. What I'm saying is you still have control. And so if you are looking for somebody to come save you, if you're looking for somebody to do it for you, if you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself because you think you can't for some reason or another, you're a victim. You're playing a victim card that does not need to be played. You're basically solidifying your own prison instead of taking control of what you can control, coming from a place of empowerment. Isn't it better to reframe it and to be like, even though I have these things stacked against me, I'm still going to do it, and I'm going to be the example for somebody else. I'm going to be the example for somebody else. Or maybe it's even for your own kids, because you're like, I don't ever want my kids to feel this way. I don't want them to ever feel less than, or feel like they can't, or to feel like they're limited. So I'm going to be the freaking example of, against all odds, I'm still going to do this thing. I have a friend who's going through cancer treatment. She has the most upbeat, positive attitude that I've ever seen, like ever. And the doctors don't even know what to do with her, because she's like, yeah, I like, you can say whatever you want about my diagnosis. You can say whatever you want about my prognosis. I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to do this. And she is upbeat, and she's controlling what she can. And she's taking it head on. Very easy to play the card of like, well, I can't because, you know, this is a serious situation. But isn't it more impactful and more empowering to take the position of, I'm going to control what I can, and I don't care, what's stacked against me. And look, I get it. It's easier said than done. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm just saying that it's more productive. And it's okay if you need to feel the feelings. It's okay if you need to feel sorry for yourself. Just don't stay there. That's the biggest thing. Just try not to stay there. It's okay to sit there for a while and be like, damn, you know, that was a pretty shitty blow that life just delivered, but just try not to stay there. You know, I had a mentor who said, we either put the pain, in our trunk, or we put it in the tank. And it's okay to put it in the trunk. When it's in the trunk, it weighs you down. It's hard to walk. It's hard to move. It's always there. It's heavy. At some point, though, you got to move it to the tank. You got to burn it as fuel. And that's the thing. It's just, don't sit there for too long. Put it in the tank and burn it as fuel. Number 9 is, you can take things as far as you want, but at every step of the way, there's new sacrifices. So, you know, I think sometimes we have these grand visions of what we're going to accomplish and how amazing it's going to be. Just remember that every step of the way, there's going to be new sacrifices, new levels, new devils. And it just becomes a simple conversation of, is it worth it? That's it. You get to make that decision. Nobody gets to decide that for you. But don't get frustrated when you realize that it requires more sacrifice. Like, you have a certain goal in mind. If that goal requires more sacrifice than you thought, like, why are you getting frustrated at that? Who cares? You either want it or you don't. Like, it becomes very binary. And I think sometimes we drive ourselves crazy because we're like, no, I should be able to do this without giving up these things. Who says you should? You don't, it's not good or bad. It just is. But you can take things as far as you want. There was a really good post, and I can't remember for the life of me who made it, but it was a guy who was in his 50s, and he posted something about how he got like super shredded in his 50s. And it was a very like raw and honest post. And he was like, the simple truth is I was willing to eat less and move more for a longer period of time than most people are willing to tolerate. Now, we're talking about extremes here, because this was somebody who's literally stepping on stage and competing. But I thought the message was a really valid one. And then he showed like his calorie totals. And this is like a jacked, muscular as fuck dude who had to eat like 1600 calories to get that shredded. And he's still getting his steps up to like 12,000 steps per day. That's torture. Like I'm eating 2,100 calories for a very, very short period of time and I'm hungry and it's hard for me to get my steps in. You know, knocking off an additional 500 calories, I'd last maybe a week. But he's had to do this for like weeks on end to get super shredded. I'm not willing to sacrifice. So it's like, you can take it as far as you want, but you just have to decide what you're willing to sacrifice. And you can't get frustrated or mad at it. Like it just is. If you're like, well, no, I want to lose these 20 pounds and I want to drink every day. And you learn through the process that you can't do that. You can't have both. Okay, great. Decision time. Which way do you want to go? It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's your decision. Is it worth it? Sacrifice or not? Cool. Make the decision and roll with it. But that's all it comes down to. You can take it as far as you want to go. You want to step on stage. You want to be lean and shredded and all the things. You can take it as far as you want to go. But there will be sacrifices and it will continue to mount up every step of the way that you want to take things a little bit further. It gets a little bit harder. There's more sacrifices. And at a certain point, to me, it's not worth it. But I get to decide that for me, just like you get to decide it for you. And number 10, the pursuit itself, when treated as a lifelong pursuit, will always be worth it. And that is the uplifting one to finish this off. The pursuit itself, when viewed through the lens of a lifelong pursuit, will always be worth it, right? Playing the infinite game, where the objective of the game is to keep playing the game. We don't use fitness as a, I'm going to do this and then stop. We view it as a forever pursuit. Your health, your fitness, the goal is to keep playing. Your relationships, the goal is to keep playing. Your business, the goal is to keep playing. These are infinite endeavors. You want time in the game is a lot better than timing. So many people sit on the sidelines waiting for timing. I'm going to wait for the right time. I'm going to wait for things to settle down. Time in is more important than timing, because when you treat the pursuit, when you really know in your heart of hearts, you really know that this is an infinite game and I'm playing forever, then it's always worth it. The pursuit is always worth it. When you know that this is a forever game, an infinite game, a lifelong pursuit, it is always worth it. There you go. Those are my 10 no BS, straight facts that you have to accept if you want to be successful, or you don't have to accept them. And you can continue doing what you're doing, which is always an option. By the way, the other thing that I'll say, I'll give you a bonus one. Accountability is always going to be the quickest and most surefire way. Expert guidance and accountability is always going to be the quickest and the most surefire way of getting what you want out of this pursuit. That's it. That's a fact. You don't have to accept it. Again, you don't have to accept it. But if you want to be successful, accepting that reality will take you a lot further than trying to deny it. It just will. So if you ever need some help and you align with what I have to say, if you align with our philosophy, if you like the no fluff BS, approach, then you can go to neurotypetraining.com/apply. That's neurotypetraining.com/apply. And another thing that I don't BS you on is when you go to the page, you fill out an application and then you can schedule a call with me directly. On that call, I will be brutally honest with you about, number one, what do I think needs to change? Number two, do I think it's a good fit that you work with us? And number three, I point you in the right direction if I don't think that we can help. That's how it works. Pretty casual, easy conversation. Neurotypetraining.com/apply. Hopefully you'll take the step if you really want to get to where you say you want to go to. We'd be happy to help. And if not, that's cool too. I love you anyway, and I will talk to you next time.